Good morning, Mr. Veal. This is the CFNY live mic. It thrives on the element of surprise. Your mission, should you choose to accept, is to keep the live mic alive with the pulse of the music industry and the people that make it happen. It has passed rigorous testing. And it's financially responsible. The live mic is exciting and informative. This promo will self-destruct.
Expect the unexpected. It could turn on at any moment and turn you on to the people that make the music industry tick. The CFNY Live Mic. Exclusive to you from 102 CFNY. The spirit of radio.
There they go, fabulous band. The first LP from Japan, heard exclusively right here from CFNY 102. You got the spirit on the radio today, live from the CN Tower. James Scott's all excited. He'll be coming in here next and having his first official day. We've been testing from the tower for the last two or three days, and a few people have phoned and just kind of wondering what's going on. Well, now you know, and we're up here forever and ever and ever, and hopefully it sounds as good to you through your speakers as it does through mine. And we are happy to be up here. And hope to continue along in the same vein that we were doing before we went on the tower. I don't think you have to worry too much about any major changes going on. That's one of the most common questions that I get asked. Well, what's going to happen to you guys? You're going to play all the stuff that the other stations start playing now? Well, no, not really. We're going to stick to what we're doing because that's what we do best. And we're kind of pleased. So, my first morning is completed on the CN Tower. That's it for me, JR. Have yourself a great day. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 10. Scott Show, next from 102.
CFNY FM, 102.1, the spirit of radio.
You can only hear it here on 102 CFNY. Shriek back and lined up. It's the Scott Show, 4 o'clock, and time for a news update. Here's Danny Nicholson.
Thank you, James. Windy and a few flurries tonight, a low near zero. The same goes for tomorrow with strong southeasterly winds and a high near 3. It's 2 Celsius now, 36 Fahrenheit. 2 Celsius, 36 Fahrenheit. Now more music on the Scott Show from CFNY.
You're hearing it on the Sony Compact Disc Digital Player. Talking Heads, Speaking in Tongues, their latest LP, and by request today, Burning Down the House. A hi to Julius calling in from downtown, right in the heart of the city, and saying that everything is A-OK signal-wise. So this is 102, covering the heart of Toronto. And the liver and spleen of three other communities, too, I believe. I'll have to talk to Beans Rontesh about that, though. It's 8 minutes after four now. All right, let's get a check on traffic now. Here's Nora.
That problem westbound 401 from the collectors to the core in the basket weave area has just been cleared, but traffic may be a little heavy coming up to there. An unconfirmed report of a multi-vehicle accident on Lakeshore west of Bathurst. Police are checking that one out now. Another problem on the Lakeshore reported at the Don Valley. Also problems on Bathurst and Viewmont just south of Glencairn. A stalled auto northbound is blocking one lane, and a personal injury involved in one on King westbound at Niagara. The major routes are normally heavy. You might find it a little slow going northbound on the Don Valley through the viaduct.
Okay, that's it for right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to remind everybody that Martha and the Muffins are coming up Thursday night when 102 features another live performance as recorded by CFNY's mobile recording facilities. So this week, Martha and the Muffins, Thursday at 11 p.m. on 102.
Come on, come on.
411, The Group, from CFNY. CFNY-FM, music. CFNY, name of the album is Civilized Evil, and it's done by Jean-Luc Ponty, here on 102. The Group,
group that was discovered by Thomas Dolby and technology, Bagby, for Jean-Luc Fanny. 23 minutes after 4 now.
You get more!
Tech, highways 24 and 8 in Cambridge.
Yeah, it gets underway tomorrow night at Ballinger's in Cambridge. 4:25 on the Scott Show. Can you imagine what Barbara Woodhouse feels like right now? 400,000 dogs in Peking she could have trained. Walkies. Not anymore. CFNY. Joe Jackson and Memphis. It is 4:30 here on the Scott Show. Time for the news, and it is brought to you by Citron with 6 metro locations. Here's Rick Charles.
Thank you, James. Windy with a few snow flurries tonight. We'll have a low near freezing. A high Wednesday of 3 or 37. Still windy with more flurries. Our current temperature in metro is 2 Celsius, 36 Fahrenheit. Big lunchtime bash for the Argos at Nathan Phillips Square. Notice how I'm booming through your speakers. Reason for that, the CFNY is now broadcasting from the CN Tower. A push-button breakfast this morning at the CN Tower. Toronto Mayor Art Eggleton, who pushed the button, putting us on that tower.
This is a big day in Toronto. This is CFNY push-button day, and it's also Toronto Argonaut Appreciation Day, and that's a winning combination. This is a big day for the little radio station with its feet in Brampton and its heart in Toronto. And my congratulations to you on this great achievement.
And Premier Bill Davis expressed his congratulations to CFNY's Vice President and General Manager, Bill Hutton.
I'd just like to express my congratulations to you and to CFNY for the move of your transmission to the CN Tower. I'm glad you didn't ask me to install it for you. As my favorite local radio station, I express my congratulations to you. Best wishes. You're transmitting from a different location, but please don't forget where your station is geographically located and your allegiance to the listeners and the Brampton-Bramley area and all that entails.
We will not forget that. You notice he said that we are his favorite radio station.